Good morning and welcome to Mega Cable's third quarter 2017 conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the presentation, we will open the floor for questions. At that time, instructions will be given as to the procedure to follow if you would like to ask a question. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Kenya Vargas of iAdvice Corporate Communications. You may begin.
Thank you. And welcome to Mega Cable's third quarter 2017 conference call. At this time, I would like to introduce the team for Mega Cable, Mr. Enrique Yemuni Robles, CEO, Mr. Raimundo Fernandez, Deputy Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Luis Setter, Chief Financial and Administrative Officer. They will be discussing the quarterly results before taking questions from the audience. Please note that certain comments made today may constitute forward-looking statements, which do not account for future economic circumstances, company performance, or financial results. These are subject to various conditions. For a complete disclaimer, we ask that you refer to the quarterly release that was issued yesterday. If you did not receive the information and would like to be added to the Mega Cable's mailing list, please contact us in New York at 212-406-3696. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Enrique Yemuni to begin his presentation. Sir, please go ahead.
Hello, everyone. Thank you, Kenya. It is our pleasure to welcome you to our call for Mega Cable's quarter results. We're very pleased with the strong results we achieved during this period, which includes growth in financial and operational figures, as well as expansion in massive and enterprise markets. First, I would like to point out that this has been a very difficult quarter for the country. We have faced natural disasters that have left human and material losses in several regions of our country. However, it has also united us as a society. Mexicans have made an example in solidarity and working together in times of crisis. And Mega Cable was part of it. Our operations were affected during the quarter. However, our team managed to react in the best way and efficiently reestablish the communication services that are very critical in these types of situations with the least possible effect to our subscribers in general to the population. This was a proof of the commitment of the company with the community. As of the quarter results, during the period, we obtained a solid outcome in line with the growth goals that we established. It is worth mentioning the historical growth of EBITDA, which resulted in expansion of margins. While operationally, it is important to highlight that we recorded growth in all three segments of the massive market and a strong growth in the corporate side. We reduced our net debt thanks to the cash flow generations, resulting in further improvement of our cash position. We continue to invest even at higher rates than the previous two quarters, focusing mainly in the expansion and modernization of our network. Regarding the next few, we obtained remarkable results, achieving almost 130,000 subscribers covering 22 cities so far. If we continue with this growth pace, we will surpass the initial goals established for this service. Regardless of more competitive environment in both massive and corporate markets, Mega Cable continues delivering positive results and therefore generating value for our shareholders. Now, I would like to turn the call over to Raimundo and Luis so that they will provide us with additional details regarding the company's operating and financial results. Raimundo, please proceed.
Thank you, Enrique, and good morning, everyone. I will go through the operating highlights for the quarter, and right after that, Luis will comment on the financial side. In terms of the massive market, during the quarter, we recorded a video net adds of 46,000, continuing the growth trend observed last quarter, while on a year-on-year basis, the negative growth was 2%. As earlier mentioned, the company has sought to generate healthier additions by focusing on specific areas and regions with higher potential, and establishing more selective promotion campaigns, while at the same time focus on customer retention to maintain the clients we already have. As Enrique already mentioned, we continue with the growth trend on XView, reaching 127,000 subscribers, so we are confident on the benefits that this platform will bring. We foresee the full benefit of the XView platform once the promotion and migration campaign comes to an end. Broadband continues to be the main source of growth by number of subscribers. At the end of the quarter, we achieved net adds of 101,000, reaching more than 2.5 million, while on a year-on-year basis, Net adds were 399,000, which translates into 4% and 19% growth, respectively, in these periods. As for telephony, during the quarter, we achieved a 7% growth in subscribers to reach approximately 1.4 million, that is 84,000 net adds, while in the annual comparison, subscribers grew 31%. We continue with our strategy of bundling this service and offering attractive packages, which has allowed us to increase our market share in this segment. Thanks to the bundling strategy, Megacable continues with high growth in RUs and expanding the RUs per unique subscribers to 2.06, a 10% increase from third quarter 2016. Along with this growth comes promotions and discounts by product that impact the ARPU by service, but benefits the ARPU per unique subscriber. Our new XView on HD service will improve the ARPU per unique subscriber as well in the future. One of the company's goals was to reduce video churn to less than 3% by the end of 2017, a goal we reached in last June and that we have been able to improve in the following months. We will continue to focus on customers who want and can afford our service, designing packages focused on these specific segments and on improving our network in order to offer the best service available, aiming to retain our customer base. It is also important to mention that the product mix by type of service has shifted over the last 12 months. At the end of this quarter, one single service subscriber represented 31% of the total, compared with 42% at the end of the same quarter of last year. On the other hand, double plays and triple plays accounted for 33% and 36% respectively during this quarter, compared with 30% and 28% at the end of the same quarter last year. The corporate segment continues to deliver great results in line with the company expectations, mainly coming from private sector, thus not increasing dependency on government or few customers-related sales. With MetroCard growing at a 55% rate and all at a 40%, the corporate segment shows the growth potential on the corporate that provides line of sight of the growth on the years to come as we increase our presence in new territories. Regarding all innovation, has been focused on increasing revenue with managed service and accelerated growth in the SMBs market. Also during the quarter, we recorded high growth on the number of Metro Wi-Fi hotspots to reach 6,000 fully owned and 8,000 more through roaming agreements for the use of our clients. To conclude, the results that we're achieving are in line with the strategy that we have outlined. We will continue working towards higher growth in the massive market, offering innovative products according to the needs of our clients. At the same time, we will work on expanding our corporate operations to take advantage of the opportunities that this market has to offer, with the common focus of becoming the leading player in the telecommunication industry. Now, Luis will give you an update of the financials.
Thank you, Raimundo. I will now go through Megacable's financial results, and then we will be ready for your answers and the call. Your questions, sorry. We will answer your questions, sorry. The third quarter in 2017, revenue grew 3% compared to the same period in 2016, reaching 4,351 million pesos, and that on a per segment basis. Video contributed with 42% of the total revenue. Broadband represents 30%, telephony 10%, and corporate accounted for 16%. As stated on our earnings release, during the quarter, we recorded a non-recurrent revenue for 74 million pesos regarding the compensation received from IFT for the recovery of the 2.5 gigahertz band. Excluding this extraordinary revenue, as well as the 228 million revenues related to the CFE project in 2016, revenue grew 7% when compared to the third quarter of 2016. On the massive market, video revenues decreased 5% when compared to the same quarter of last year. This, as a result of the bundling strategy and a slight decrease of 2% in video subscribers. On the other hand, broadband and telephony revenues increased 17% and 10% respectively. Regarding the enterprise segment, revenue decreased 9% when compared to the third quarter of 2016, mainly because of the sales coming from CFE project during last year. Excluding this project, revenue recorded an impressive 30% growth, proving the business continuing development, supported by 15% and 40% growth in MetroCarrier and Ola, respectively. Cost of services decreased 18% when compared to the same period of the last year. This was due to lower programming costs related to the changes executed in the third quarter of last year and the absence of costs related to the CFE project that in third quarter of 2016 accounted for 203 million. Despite the general increases in utilities and overall higher inflation rates, SG&A only increased 2% when compared to the third quarter 16, and that was mainly due to operational efficiencies. As a result, consolidated EBITDA grew an outstanding 23% to reach 1,938 million pesos during the quarter, recording an EBITDA margin of 44.5%, while adjusted EBITDA for cable operations reached 1,826 million pesos, an increase of 25% compared to the same quarter of last year, reaching a margin of over cable operations of 46.7%. Net income for the third quarter totaled 978 million pesos, an increase of 28% when compared to third quarter 16. Except growth to EBITDA's 23% is due mainly to DNA only growing 17%. Megacable's net debt reached 818 million pesos, a decrease of 759 million pesos compared to the second quarter of 2017 as a result of our cash generation. This resulted in a net debt ratio of 0.11 times EBITDA and an interest coverage ratio of 26 times at the end of the period. Concerning CAPEX, during the third quarter, Megacable invested 1,253 million pesos. Most of these resources were allocated towards the expansion and modernization of our cable network and the purchase of fixed assets. This represents 29% of third quarter revenues. This concludes our presentation. We will now be open for your questions. Operator, please begin the Q&A session.
And at this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star and one on your touchtone phone. You may remove yourself from the queue at any time by pressing the pound key. Once again, that's star and one to ask a question. We'll pause for a moment to allow questions to queue. And we'll take our first question from Andre Baggio with JP Morgan. Your line is open.
Hi, can you clarify the impact of this payment for spectrum, not only in the revenues, but which you spoke about, but also in EBITDA and earnings of the company in the quarter? That's my first question.
You mean from?
For the 34 million.
The 74 million was one shot, one time, and that's the only thing we are going
that's
to see.
On EBITDA, that helped. There was zero cost associated to that?
Yes.
Zero.
Yeah, we did shut down the operations of MMDS about almost a year ago. And that was a compensation for the anticipated termination of the use of the frequency for that service in Ciudad Juarez and some other areas in that state of Chihuahua. So we had already discounted any any revenues. On top of that, operation didn't at the end represent any EBITDA for the company.
That's right. And we were allowed to keep the assets, so we just relocated the assets to other locations.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the second question I have is that, say, how now that we are approaching the year end, how are you looking for 2018? Like, say, do you think that we should see better trends that we saw this year, especially on video? And do you think that we should see a continuation of a good growth in broadband?
Yes, Andre, we are confident that we will have a positive end of the year. We will continue to have an increase in video and, of course, meet our goals for the broadband and telephone. We have no doubt that the trend that we experienced at the second quarter in video continued on third quarter and will continue to be on the fourth quarter the way we see it. So we're confident on the results for the end of the year.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And we'll take our next question from Carlos de Legarreta with GBM. Your line is open.
Hi, good morning, everybody. Thank you for taking the question. I'd love to know what are your thoughts on the contribution of Altán for Megacable. I don't know if for this year or next year, if you could talk about a little bit about that would be great. Thank you.
Sure. We have already signed contracts with them that will assure revenues for 2, 5, and 15 years. Actually, the contracts are signed for those periods of time and in different type of services. And this is only for the first 30% of the population that Altán is forced to or is entitled to start by March 31st of 2018. And so taking that in consideration, we think that as we move forward on the rest of the coverage that they need to include in the network, we will be able to get additional contracts for that. And basically, when we are thinking on the growth that we have on Metro Carrier, that's included besides the growth that we have for other cities as we expand our network and coverage in the country. So basically, what we have is long-term contract with the Red Compartida and Grupo Altán.
And Carlos Altán, this is Raimundo Altán, is an important customer for us, but it's just one customer for Metro Carrier in the park. Our strategy is to grow the corporate segment where it makes sense of the markets that we're getting into. And Red Compartida can help us to get to those markets, but it's not the only reason that we're doing and getting into Mexico, Cancun, Monterrey, Juarez, and other big cities that we have. We believe that the potential and the proven history in the company of providing good connectivity, we have the know-how and we have the high growth. So we're entering into new markets considering the full amount of that market, not only Red Compartida as a whole. It is important for us. Yes, it could be important. But this is one more reason why corporate segment is growing so much in our company.
I understand. I appreciate the color. Just following up on that, could you remind us, if I'm not mistaken, you own around 4% of that project. How are you covering that? Are you going to directly invest in CapEx, or are you going to perhaps cover the part of that with services and then start billing, or how is that going to work?
As we explained in the last call, we are industrial partners with Altán. So most of our investment is going to be in the network that we have or we build to provide services for them. So we will pay our stocks basically with the service that we will be providing.
Right, thank you. Just wanted to confirm that. Thank you.
Sure.
A portion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A small portion of it. The project, Carlos, is way larger than the contribution that we have as part of the shareholder agreement that we have with them, the industrial partner agreement that we have. You know, so a small portion will be taken into consideration to the CapEx that we have in the company that we wanted to be part of.
but the rest are revenue coming from services that we will provide as everybody else can provide and compete for the service on that part.
Thank you. And we'll take our next question from Martin Lara with Interacciones Securities. Your line is open.
Hi, good morning. I have two questions. The first one is, what was the EBITDA growth on a comparable basis? And the second one is, what is the amount of revenues that you expect to generate with Altán?
The first question.
The first, can you clarify
a little bit?
Yeah.
EBITDA growth excluding the CFC project in 2016. And excluding the non-recurring revenue in the third quarter of this year.
Right. The growth was 18%, taking those two out.
Ah, okay. Perfect.
Sure.
And with respect to Altán?
And Altán didn't contribute to any...
No, Altán, they're asking for the total contract value of the Altán. Is that your question, Martin? The total contract value of the Altán project so far?
Yeah.
Well, as we say, Altán is a customer like everybody else, and we would like to keep the information regarding every customer within the company on that part. As we say, Altán represents an opportunity, but is not the major contributor to the growth of. And it's not the contributor at all of the growth of the corporate segment. So it will not be fair to reveal any information regarding any of our carriers that we have in the market regarding what's the contract that we have.
What we can tell you is the total of our capital investment in Altán as part of the commitment of us being a industrial partner. It's around $30 million, which is the capital we committed. Any excess of that is going to be cash payment from Altán. For sure, it's going to be larger than $30 million.
And something else that we reiterate and that can give you a slight picture on that is the growth that we are forecasting on MetroCarrier. As we establish, we will continue to grow at high rates, 40-50% of the following years.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And we'll take our next question from Juan Pablo Alba with Credit Suisse. Your line is open.
Hello, good morning, and congratulations on the results. Just a couple of questions. Just first, in terms of the churn rates, that we saw a lot of improvement there in terms of video and also in terms of broadband. Just thinking, how should we think of this going forward? Because I understand there was some improvement there also because of the promotions from going back to school. How sustainable are these levels?
Sure, Juan Pablo. We think video should stay in between a range of 2.5 to 3.0. The reason that we have a decrease in the churn and continue to have that, and broadband should be around 2.5. 2.5 to 2.7. It should be very manageable on that part. The reason that we have is the churn is not because of the back-to-school campaign that we have an increase. It's because we have a much more restrictive promotions with selective markets and regions where we're doing that part. That's why we took part of the hit at the beginning of this year with the lower gross ads in that part. And now we're getting the benefits of being much more conservative in the way we do our promotions, and that contributes to a lower churn within the company in video and broadband. That will be
thank you so much. And my second question is, I understand that you have a MVNO plans that maybe for the longer term. I was just thinking if you could provide us any color, and if you're trying to. If you're planning to do it on the retail side of it, or if you're going to focus a little bit more on the corporate sector, I think like Axtel is also planning to do that way, or like I don't know if you could provide us a little bit more color on how would that work for the MVNO.
Yes, we're considering an MVNO where we have conversation with different MNOs that could provide the service to us on that part. We're looking to see whether there is the right cost and service available to provide service to our subscribers. The reason that we will do it will be to make synergy with the massive market that we have, and not only the corporate. Corporate is a very limited on that part, the number of subscribers that we have, and very competitive in terms of the MNOs. We believe that if we do it, the reason to do that will be to take advantage of the huge amount of subscribers that we have on the broadband segment and voice on the residential part. We have 2.5 million homes already with broadband. That accounts for 10 million subscribers that are connected to internet through our homes, and they could be benefit of our high-speed broadband merchant bundle with an MVNO that, of course, could not bring any risk and capex to the company on that part. We believe that we can do that for 2018. And yes, maybe we're very close to do something with those companies for, let's say, second half of 2018, first half of second quarter of 2018.
Okay, I understand. And yeah, okay, thank you. Thank you very much for the question.
You're welcome.
And once again, that's star and one to ask a question. And if you'd like to ask a question, please press star and one. We'll take our follow-up question from Carlos de la Guerrata with GBM. Your line is open.
Hi, thank you very much for the follow-up. Just to confirm, it doesn't seem to be the case, but you guys didn't have any impact from the earthquake since you operate in both Puebla and Morelos?
Yes, we the operations that we have are in the center of the earthquakes. We operate the population of Pojutla in Morelos and Juchitán in Oaxaca. The network did not suffer a big damages, although the damages that the network suffered were repaired within 48 to 72 hours of after the earthquake. Population did suffer that. Some of them, are still homeless. A lot of people there, but it does not account for more than 1.2% of total revenues of the company, and not all the population is affected. So we are not seeing a consequence in our financials so far. We are trying to help population there. So we're not doing any service suspensions due to the lack of payment from the population. We are waiting to see what is going to happen with the economy there, and so far has not had any impact in our finance.
And those are two small markets,
yeah,
that we have. We did not have any effect, Carlos, on the city of Puebla. The earthquake affected the west part of that state in a small town, but thank God we did not have that much effect in the population of Puebla, the city, which is a large market for us.
Thank you, Enrique Raimundo.
You're welcome, Carlos.
And once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star and one on your touchtone phone. And we have no more questions at this time. I would like to turn it back to Mr. Jamuni for any closing remarks.
Yeah, thank you, Prayer. As always, it was a pleasure to share with all of you, the results for this quarter. We will continue working to finish this year with positive outcomes in the execution of the outlined strategy for the following years. Thank you for your participation and your interest in Megacable. Please contact our Investor Relations Department or any of us if you have any questions or concerns regarding Megacable. We will be happy to review any questions you may have, and please have a wonderful afternoon. Thank you very much.
Thank you, everyone.